Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. South Korean President Moon Jae-in says North Korea is not imposing conditions on upcoming summits with him and U.S. President Donald Trump over banning nuclear weapons from the Korean Peninsula. North Korea has defended its nuclear development and missile test in defiance of the U.N. Security Council as a deterrent to what it sees as a threat from the U.S., which has 28,500 troops stationed in South Korea. President Trump is saying the recent trip to North Korea by the director of the U.S. intelligence, Mike Pompeo, formed a good relationship with Kim Jong-un. Mr. Trump is looking forward to the summit with Kim.
Hopefully that meeting will be a great success, and we're looking forward to it. It would be a tremendous thing for North Korea and a tremendous thing for the world. So we will be doing everything possible to make it a worldwide success.
Mr. Trump says it senses the Kim meeting is not going out very well, that he will leave. Meantime, the president will be working, he says, to return detainees and Japanese abductees from North Korea. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani joining President Trump's legal team dealing with the ongoing investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Mr. Giuliani told the Washington Post he would be working alongside President Trump's current attorneys who are focusing on the federal investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election and whether Mr. Trump tried to interfere with that investigation. Mr. Trump has had notable difficulties in recruiting new lawyers. This is VOA News. U.S. military officials saying there have been no indications so far the Syrian military is ready to launch another chemical weapons attack following last Saturday's missile strikes by the United States, France, and Britain. But U.S. officials say Washington and its allies remain vigilant. Meantime, a U.N. Security Council team has come up with small arms fire, and an explosive was detonated as they tried to carry out a reconnaissance mission to a Syrian town awaiting a visit from chemical weapons inspectors. Story now from VOA's Doug Bernard.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said the delays raised the risk of evidence tampering. The United States and its allies blame the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, while Russia and Syria insist no chemical attack took place. Ken Ward, the U.S. ambassador to the OPCW, claimed the Russians had already visited the site and may have tampered with it, a charge Moscow rejected. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
Miguel Díaz-Canel has been named Cuba's next president, marking the first time in 60 years the country has had a president outside the Castro family. 57-year-old Díaz-Canel, the only candidate for the job, won a five-year term. The move was not expected to usher in dramatic change. Upon being sworn in, Díaz-Canel promised to continue the Castro's socialist revolution. He succeeds 87-year-old Raul Castro, who's resigning after 10 years in office. Raul Castro's late brother Fidel served as prime minister and president from the armed Cuban Revolution in 1959 until he became ill in 2006. Puerto Rico's power company says it has restored electricity to more than 80% of the country affected by an island-wide blackout. That story from VOA's Philip Alexio.
Prior to the blackout on the U.S. territory of 3.3 million people, more than 44,000 customers were still without normal electric service, lost with Hurricane Maria. Some have been without power even longer, hit when Hurricane Irma brushed past Puerto Rico's northeast coast as a Category 5 storm on September 7th, leaving 1 million customers without power. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers expects the entire island to be energized by late May, just weeks before the Atlantic hurricane season starts on June 1st. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Federal appeals court in the U.S. city of Chicago rejecting the Trump administration's efforts to punish so-called sanctuary cities for helping illegal immigrants comes as Mr. Trump has been targeting his fury on Twitter at sanctuary cities, which administration officials accuse of jeopardizing public safety.
That's the latest world news from VOA.